We are doing Drashat Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're on page Kuf Nun Bet in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And we're in the middle of the paragraph, in the middle of the page, V'hine Yamin, in the middle of that paragraph, three words into the line, the sentence begins, V'achshav Nashlim. So the Ramban says, V'achshav and now, Nashlim kol ma shenitztava ha'adam ve'emunato ba'elohut. We will encompass, we will complete, meaning we will explain in its entirety what a person is commanded with regard to believing in God. V'zirez oto b'dvarim agufaniyim, and God really encouraged us, so to speak, when it came to the physical. V'itchin min ha'av, and God began the commandments, the responsibilities of mankind. God began by telling us our responsibility to our physical, to our parents. Ki kasher mitzavcha lechabed abore harishon yitbarach, because just as God says, honor the first creator, honor God, ken ani mitzavcha, so too I command you, latet kavod labore sheni shemtziacha, so too I command you to give honor to the second creator, meaning the secondary creator, meaning the father and mother. God says, in essence, I created the world, but secondary to me, who are the ones that created you? Your own parents. So just as you have to honor me, honor your parents. Regarding this, the verse says, leman yarichun yamecha. The verse promises a person, you honor your parents so that you merit for to have longevity, a long life. Being that it is a mitzvah that applies down below here, it's between a man and his parents, and therefore it necessitates giving a person wages. Because when it comes to the mitzvah regarding God the Creator, so that's a belief. You don't need to be given a reason to believe something which is true. If it's true, the mere fact that it's truth is the reason you should believe it. So God says, I created you. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You don't need a promise. Believe that I created you. You should know that I created you. And I will give you such and such wages. No, it's the truth. And therefore, God doesn't have to promise wages for it. But when God says, and secondary to me are your parents, they created you and honor them, so then that's something which is down here. Now I have to do something between me and my parents. It's not so easy. It's not like knowing what God created the world. So there, God promises us you will have longevity. Ve'od, and furthermore, ki davar barur, it's clear, she'idiyat ha'el tezakeh ha'nefesh v'tigrom kiyuma la'ad, that knowing God really gives merit to the soul and causes it to have eternal existence. V'akfirabo, and one who wants to cover up, he says, I don't believe that God exists. Na'bedet ha'nefesh, that causes the nefesh, the soul, to be lost. Kmo she'amar ba'avod zulato, just as God said with regard to serving any other than God, meaning serving any idols, Elkana poked avon. God is a zealous God, and He takes up a person for his sin. Then the Ten Commandments continue and tell us, Lo tirzav, shall not murder. Lo tinav, not allowed to take someone else's wife. Lo tignov, you're not allowed to steal. Lo ta'ane, you're not allowed to give false testimony. Lo tachmod, you're not allowed to covet someone else's wife, etc. Lo titave, which is another form of coveting. Hashlamat kol mitzvah sheben adam lachavero. This really is the encompassing of all the mitzvahs between man and his fellow man. Shehu klal ve'avta l'racha kamocha, which is really incorporated in the general rule of love your friend as yourself. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Hu klal gadol batorah. That's the great rule of the Torah. Love your friend like yourself. So the Ramban over here gives us a very interesting explanation. He says that the Ten Commandments really encompass our responsibilities to God and encompass our responsibilities to our fellow men. they encapsulate the responsibilities that the Torah gives us to towards God and towards our fellow man. We'll raise a question. The Ramban over here seems to be in contradiction with what he says on the Chumash. The Ramban in Chumash seems to explain the Ten Commandments differently. We have a rule that says, the halacha says, if a person wants to become a ger, he wants to convert to Judaism, so he has to know what he's doing. Has he know what he's doing? So the halacha says, "Melamdim oto." We teach him miktzat mitzvot kalot, some of the lighter mitzvot, umiktzat mitzvot chamurot, and some of the heavier mitzvot. And then we tell him, you should know there's a lot more. You're going to spend your life learning these mitzvot. But this is a general idea. You understand the philosophy. You got a picture of what the different mitzvot are. And now, are you interested? We don't go into too many details with him. The dry halacha says, when a person wants to become a ger, you could give him a series of lectures. After 3 or 4 days, he has a concept what Judaism is philosophically. He has a concept of a few of the mitzvot, the heavier mitzvot, the lighter mitzvot. You're interested, good. You're not interested, fine. We wish you well. That's the simple halacha. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Why we do differently today is a question that deserves a separate discussion. But in essence, that's what it says in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramban, what was happening with the Jewish people? The Jewish people came out of Egypt, and God said, I'm going to give you the Torah, and you're going to become Jews. Where do we learn the laws of Geirim from? From the Jewish people. Because all the Jewish people underwent the process of Giyur at Sinai. They brought the sacrifice of the Ger. There's a discussion where exactly they immersed in the mikveh, what was their mikveh immersion, and they accepted the Tayag Mitzvot, and God in His heavenly court made us all Geirim. So we derive from the verses about how the Jewish people accepted their position as the Jewish people, from there we derive how a person becomes a Ger. Says the Ramban in his explanation on Chumash, and the Ten Commandments was a fulfillment of this concept that you teach them miktzat mitzvot kalot and miktzat mitzvot chamurot. The Ten Commandments is a sampling. It's really... Oh, that's what Rav Hirsch Schachter says in his shir. I'm still looking for which ones are the light ones in the Ten Commandments. But that's how the Ramban seems to explain in his explanation on Chumash, that the Ten Commandments are simply a sampling. That God told us, here are some of the concepts, here are some of the mitzvot. What?
The best of.
I don't know if best of, but a sampling. Here the Ramban says something totally different. And in essence, this isn't the Ramban's concept, this is a concept that the Gaonim said, that the Ten Commandments really encapsulate all of Taryag mitzvot. There was even a song written by one of the Gaonim that shows how each commandment encompasses certain mitzvot, and by the end of the song you've seen how all Ten Commandments encompass all 613 mitzvot. The custom used to be that on Shavuot they used to sing this song as an introduction to the reading of the Ten Commandments in the Torah reading. So this isn't the Ramban's idea, this really goes back to the period of the Gaonim, this idea that the Ten Commandments is an encapsulation of the encapsulation of the 613 mitzvot. The only problem we have when we read it in the Ramban is that it doesn't seem to go in line with his explanation on the Chumash. Okay, let's continue. V'inei, nitbarer. Now it's been clarified, ki anisim amfusamim shayu beitziat Mitzrayim, that the famous miracles that happened when we left Egypt, morim al achidush. One of the things they allude to, they point to, is the fact that this world was created. It's a new creation. God created it, and as such He controls it and can change things within the creation, as He did with the miracles of leaving Egypt. So those miracles show us the fact that the world is not a constant. It's not like there are laws of nature and they govern the world, but rather it's a creation. God created this world, and as such He controls this creation that He created and can change it at will, as He did with the miracles of leaving Mitzrayim. So one thing is the miracles of Yetziat Mitzrayim point to the fact that the world was created. Ve'al idea. Now, why were these miracles done? Because God knew what was going on with us, and He said, this is what I want from you, and this is what I want you to do. So that shows God knows what's going on in the world. Ve'al ashgacha, and obviously, that also shows us that God watches over what's going on in this world. God told us, I want you to leave. I want you to come at this time to do this thing. I'm going to bring this plague at this time, etc. So all these things show us that there is Hashkacha. God is watching over the world. And that's why we have the special commandment to commemorate all of this on the stones that God told us to write down everything that happened on those stones. As we'll see in the end of the book of Dvarim, we write down the Torah. We had a mitzvah to write down the Torah on the stones. And the Torah commands us to commemorate the leaving of Egypt, b'mezuzot ha'ptachim, b'yitziyah u'b'yah, at the mezuzahs of our doors, where we exit and enter. Now, here we have to really stop and just mention something. We rule that every room that's used, every room in a person's house that's used for a respectable use, not a bathroom, but every other room almost, requires a mezuzah. There was an opinion that said that you only put a mezuzah on the front door. You don't put a mezuzah on any other door. The Ramban's term over here, that we put a mezuzah on the entrance when we exit and when we enter, might leave room to think that the Ramban is going that way. Maybe we have to check the Ramban on the Gemara, on the Talmud, but you don't have to say that. You could say it means exit and enter rooms as well, but that doesn't sound that way. Exit and enter sounds more like exit and enter a home, not exit and enter a room. Okay, halachically we say all rooms need. Uvit tefillin, we also commemorate Egypt by what the parasha that we write in the tefillin, barosh uvazro, on our head and on our arm. Uvit kriyat shema boker ve'erev, we commemorate the exit from Egypt when we read Shema every night and every morning. We commemorate the exit from Egypt besukah, by sitting in the sukkah, bepesach, with all the things we do on Passover. And so too other things similar to this. We have mitzvot in the Torah that commemorate this great occurrence of the Yetziat Mitzrayim. And now we understand why it's so important. Aside from the Kuzari's understanding that that is where we connect it to God, here we have another understanding from the Ramban, that Yetziat Mitzrayim really points to and illustrates the fact that three basic principles of Jewish faith. God created the world, controls the world. God knows what's going on down here and is watching over what's going on down here. So that's why it's so important to commemorate Yetziat Mitzrayim. Ve'nimtzua mitzvot kulan chamudot mod v'chavivot. Turns out that all of the mitzvot, these beautiful and beloved mitzvot, shekol sha'a, through these mitzvot, Adam ro'eh, he is constantly being reminded, he constantly sees, or performs the mitzvot, modele lohav. He's in acting, in performance of these mitzvot, he is really attesting to the fact that God is God. Hu kavanat ha'yitzira, God is the one that fashioned, that gave the purpose, the direction of creation. She'en tam acher b'yitzirat ha'adam, for in essence, there's no other reason for man's creation. Then Elohim chavetz betachtonim rakze, and God seeks nothing else from us other than this, sheyeda ha'adam, that man should know, v'yodel Elohav shebro'o, and will give thanks, admittance to God who created him. So this is a very powerful sentence we discussed earlier in the Ramban. What does that mean? The whole purpose of creation was you should know God created the world. So I could be a vicious person, I could be a lazy person, I could do whatever I want, but I know God created the world and that's okay. No, that's not what the Ramban means. But the Ramban means we have to know that the main purpose is know that God created the world. The offshoots of that are going to be how I'm supposed to behave. If God created the world, He also told me how to behave. Mechavanat romemut hakol bebatei knesiyot, and the purpose of our speaking loudly, our singing loudly in shuls, in synagogues, v'zchut tfilot rabim zehu, and the merit of public prayer is the following. What's the whole purpose of having a synagogue? The people have a place of gathering. And they give thanks to God for having created them and making them extant. V'yomru lefanav briyotecha anachnu. Our major proclamation in shul is, we are your creation. That's the purpose of shul. That's the purpose of gathering in prayer. We recognize God, you created us, we are your creation. So the Ramban is making a very important point here. He's saying the main purpose of creation is, Ribbono Shel Olam, you created the world. So when I open my eyes in the morning and I say, Modeh ani lefanecha melech chai v'keyam shechazalta b'nishmati b'chemna rabba emunatecha, I'm saying, God, thank you for giving me life. Oh, you're the one that gives me life. I say, Elokai neshamash natata bi. I just said that sentence. God, the neshama that you put within me, I've fulfilled this. I say, God, I know you put the neshama within me. Umina mitzvot ha'ele, and from these mitzvot ha'atmada b'hem, the diligence, the continuous performance of them, she'adam makir b'hem umudeh b'hem al hanisim hamfursamim hamorim al hachidush v'hidiyah v'hashgacha, שלושה יסודות התורה שהזכרנו מהם שהאדם מודה על הנסים המפורסמים האהובים תמיד, כי רוב בני אדם סבורים שאין האל פועל תמיד בניסים אלא עולם כמנהגו נוהג, וכן סבורים רבים מן החכמים בעלי עיון והרב מכללם. So we'll read that slowly and explain each line. The Ramban now is extending this to another point. ומן המצוות האלה, ההתמדה בהם, and when it comes to these mitzvot, the purpose that we continuously perform these mitzvot, why did God tell us that every morning we put on tefillin, every day we say Shema twice a day, every day we have a mezuzah at the entrance to our door that we kiss, and in essence we're recognizing that God created... Okay, almost every day we put on tefillin. So the idea is she'adam makir b'hem, that through these mitzvot man recognizes umodeh b'hem, and he admits and gives thanks through these mitzvot al hanisim hamfursamim, regarding the famous miracles, God took us out of Egypt, etc., hamorim al hachidush, that we just said those miracles, they really prove, they illustrate that God created the world and knows what's going on and watches over what's going on in this earth. These are the three fundamentals of the Torah. If the Rambam has Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Ramban here illustrated Gimel Ikarim. The Ramban said these are the three fundamentals of Judaism. God created the world, knows what's going on in the world, and watches over the world. I don't think he's going to argue with the Rambam, but he's saying if you want to know what's the basic three, this is the basis. שהזכרנו מהם שהאדם מודה על הניסים המפורסמים אוהבים תמים. So we mentioned that through these mitzvot man is constantly giving thanks for those famous miracles that are constant, and here the Ramban just switched, he added ha'ovim tamim, that are constant in the present tense, meaning ki rov bnei adam, most of mankind sivurim, they think שאין האל פועל תמיד בניסים. God does not act with miracles consistently. Most people think there aren't miracles going on now. אלא עולם כמנהגו נוהג. But rather, the world just runs the way it runs. There's no miracles going on here. וכן סבורים רבים מן החכמים בעלי העיון, and that's also what many of the wise men, the philosophers think as well. והרב מכללם, and Maimonides is one of them. So many people think there are no miracles going on now. It's all nature. The world is running the way it's running. But we're not going to say that. And the Ramban is going to go into in the next paragraph that we have to recognize that there's no such thing as nature, but rather everything that we see around us is to be considered as miracles. And he already set us up. He already said that this is going to be in conflict with the Rambam and many philosophers. So that's where we'll pick up next week, Bezrat Hashem, that how the Ramban views day-to-day life, that all of nature is considered miracles. Bezrat Hashem, next week we'll pick up here.